Welcome back, Interweb friends. Stop the movie. I want to get out. Hollywood makes bad movies. We make fun of them. And we've been doing it for 50 episodes. This is our special spectacular rather than a clips show. Because if we were a 1980s sitcom, we would do this as a clips show. Where we would somehow.
We'd be like locked in a closet or something. And we'd be like, do you remember that time when you did this? Do you remember that time when you did that?
Yeah, the power would be out and we'd be stuck just sitting around. I'm Alex Dunbar, joined by the entire Stop the Movie crew. We have Jack Estabrook.
Hi.
Cody Wolf.
Hello.
Andy Wolf.
I'm here.
Brian Muir.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, I got everyone here for this extravaganza.
I'm glad to be back.
We're glad to have you, Andy.
Thanks for wanting me back on. And all the little
rift
between us is over. It's all one.
We are.
What was the genesis of the rift again?
The lawsuit. We're gonna let that go. I'm not gonna be.
Well, we are billing you as special guest. You're not a host yet.
You're not billed as special guest star.
Special contributor.
We're not gonna review a movie this week, and this is actually going to be a show talking about all of the 50 movies that we have done so far.
All of them?
Every single one. We are going to recap
every
single one.
We're going to be here for 3 days.
I hope you brought all of your notes from every episode.
I missed like half of
them. We're going to review the podcast.
So that's right. Yeah. And then we get very meta and we're going to talk about the podcasts about the movies.
And then we're going to do commentary tracks that play alongside the podcast, which I know is going to sound a little bit atrocious, but try, please.
I think so. Yeah. It will go about 3 months long and it will be entertaining for every minute. So we're going to bring up, we have a bunch of discussion topics we're going to do, and I'm going to start right at the top with the worst of the bad movies we have seen for this podcast. And when we sent out these questions earlier we put a disclaimer on it. Yes.
I don't care. I'm just disregarding your disclaimer.
You're disregarding this disclaimer.
Disregarding
wow.
The rift opens yet again.
Andy Wolf
your
about
God complex comes from that right now.
He's disrespecting the curator.
Andy Wolf about to be suspended from the podcast again.
The worst.
That's it. There's another lawsuit.
And that's it.
That lasted 2 minutes.
Yeah. The worst of the bad movies. I cannot readjust the worst of the bad movies just because you got this M. Night stipulation.
Okay, our stipulation was we took the M. Night Shyamalan movies out.
Because
they were just so head and shoulders above
the other movies. That takes away like a quarter
of our movies.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
But that was the worst movie.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Lady in the Water.
Okay, because I would have. I think
my Last Airbender was.
That's
like a second one.
No way. I think The Happening was the worst. Shyamalan.
See, it's three Shyamalans right there.
No, don't get Andy started.
That's what I mean. I think you could make a case for.
No, The Happening was so bad it's good, though. That's one of my so bad it's good.
The Happening was just good.
The whole, it was so good it's good.
He's recycling his own material.
Also, by the way, spoiler alert, The Happening is also going to be ineligible in another category for Andy.
That's not the one I was going to pick there anyway.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
That's
surprising.
Interesting. Wow. Okay. All right.
I'm intrigued now.
So the worst of the bad movies. These are just the worst of the worst.
Excluding
the ones we,
M. Night.
Excluding M. Night, who are in their own tier.
They got
It got
a first round bye if we were in the playoffs.
What do you mean think about it again? This is the first time you're looking at the questions.
Anybody want to? I have my pick. Anyone else?
Why don't you start off?
Okay.
I'm going to start off. Mine was Dark Shadows. It's just the worst of the bad. Where it wasn't so bad. It was good. It wasn't even entertaining. It was a chore to sit through it. I didn't enjoy anything about it. It was specifically painful as I'm actually watching it. And I don't even want to ramble on about it. I just thought it was the worst movie I've had to sit through in terms of not being entertaining. On either side of that spectrum, either being a little bit good or being so bad that there was a lot of unintentional comedy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've checked how much time is remaining on the movie more than anything we've done than on Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
And there always seemed to be way too much time.
Way too much time. Way too much time.
It never
felt,
ended.
Yeah, I always felt like I would look at it and be like, how am I under an hour into this movie? At one point, I thought I was an hour and a half in, and I think I was 45 minutes in. So that's my pick, Dark Shadows. Someone else have one?
I had picked Last Airbender, then I remembered that was Shyamalan.
That's right.
So he gets
us again.
Yeah. So, oh man, Friday the 13th I really hated.
Oh good pick.
That was a bad one.
Good pick, yeah.
Especially compared to the original. And I think One Missed Call, I think, was also another one that I was it was just so...
Yeah.
That was the one where I was checking the time and surprised at how much there was left. But
that
I think,
one felt really long. I mean, I laughed a lot at it, but it felt long.
Yeah. I think out of those two, I think probably Friday the 13th was my least favorite one.
Yeah.
I generally tend to hate the bad kids movies the most because, I mean, it's not even, like, geared to our age group in theory, though that could be debatable for some of us. I think I'm going to have to go with the Garbage Pail Kids. I know that may not be a popular choice, but that was just awful. There was really nothing redeeming about that movie. The special effects were god-awful, and there wasn't even a moment where you were slightly entertained even by how bad it was.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I had some
fun with that one.
I had some fun, but that one also drags. Like, when it's just it's dragging.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a kid's movie, too. It really should be, like, an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
There's no reason why it's as long as it was.
Jay Wellington Worthington? That's what I call Jack now.
Oh, because of the mustache. I like that. Can we stick with that?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm touched. Sucker Punch. That movie pissed me off. That was so bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
I forgot about Sucker Punch.
It made no sense. The whole thing was like a dream and some girl getting a lobotomy. So there was no point to any of it either, which totally just was like, why the hell did I sit through it? The overplaying of the Bjork song,
you can never overplay a Bjork song.
It was just so bad.
And to be real, salt in the
seriously.
Wound, you didn't even get to be on that podcast.
No, I did not.
So you had to watch it and then never got to
talk never
about
got a chance
it.
To admit, I missed that one.
Yeah,
that's the only episode I missed.
Yeah, just for his own purposes, he had to sit through it. That's pretty mean.
That was a pretty bad movie.
That's getting that.
My biggest recollection of that movie is just bad acting, horrible attempts at action. It was just... Look, I like seeing hot chicks run around in slow motion as much as the next guy, but there's so much of it that you can take. I do.
Really?
There's only so much of it you can take. What? If the story sucks, if they're overdoing it, if you get these, there's this giant robot samurai thing. This chick is like 30 and she's dressed like a 16-year-old schoolgirl.
Nothing wrong with that.
What is going on here?
I don't know, Jack. You're making this a pretty good case. Pretty good
I'm
case
enjoying
for
this
movie now.
Yeah.
Movie's awful. Just watch it again. You'll remember.
That was a bad one.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
I think that's
I'm sorry
probably...
I can't come up with specific points. It's just I only watched it the once, and I just didn't like it.
Yeah, that one made me angry.
Well, that was the only... I wasn't on that podcast either, but I saw that with Alex in theaters, and we
who
both
was
like...
Who was on that podcast?
It was just me, him, and...
Was anyone on that
podcast?
That was a very special episode. It was just Cody and I and John Evanson.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do it.
And
so
Alex
bad.
And I, like, fell asleep in the theater watching the movie.
Yeah. We were both appalled by how bad it was. Yeah.
First
that,
movie
that
kind
of spawned the podcast, too,
it did.
Didn't it?
It did. That movie was the inspiration behind the podcast, really. Yeah.
Yeah, that actually is an important one.
Yeah.
My pick is... Okay, I can't say Lady in the Water.
No, you cannot.
This is so fucking bad.
Beep.
No, well, yeah. I recently tried to watch a Friday 13th remake again for some reason. I was cleaning the bedroom.
Third time?
I put it on and I was like, oh.
That was more crazy.
I admire your zeal, sir.
You watched a whole movie while you were cleaning your bedroom? How dirty
I didn't watch
is...
the whole thing. I was picking up and then I walked out. But I think, because I suggested it too, House of the Dead.
Yeah.
Oh.
That one just.
Yeah.
You know, ouch.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty
levels
painful.
Terrible.
That is on all levels terrible. That's a scooper.
Just for Ellie Cornell's performance alone
in
that
so
movie.
Yeah, so dry and bad. And
did that one inspire a fan club?
He didn't start a fan club.
No, fan club found that. That one felt long too. That's House of the Dead.
Well, there was a 45-minute action in quotation marks scene.
Yeah.
Where about 1,500 zombies were killed.
The vengeance coming at you hard.
They just had that song on loop continuously.
Yeah.
All right. So
repeat shuffle.
So we're now going to go to our favorite indication that a movie you're watching for this podcast is terrible. Like that tipping point.
I feel like a lot of us are going to have the same one, but
we may have the same one.
But that Lily Sobieski is in it.
Because I thought.
That's right. That's right.
Or the M. Night Shyamalan directed it.
Well, you see M. Night. M. Night.
Or
if
the movie title starts with
one,
M. Night Shyamalan's.
Yeah.
Exposition.
Yes, no restrictions on that one.
There are no restrictions.
May I start?
Yeah. Certainly.
Exposition, a beginning scene where it's like a title crawl
that
explains the story.
Yeah.
If you need that to explain your movie, usually that's a bad sign.
It is. Well, it's funny because
not always,
one of the greatest movies of all time, Star Wars, starts with an exposition crawl. But short of Star Wars, if I see that, I know I'm like, oh, not good. When they have to just dump this much exposition on me before I've even seen a moving image, this movie's got problems.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think too, I think, too, beyond that, it's also, just in the movies we've done, if your movie starts with a shot of Earth from space, it's going to be bad.
That was going to be mine.
We've seen a lot of movies.
Yeah, there's like six or seven of those, like Supernova.
It worked in The Thing.
Well, it can work. Yeah.
Again, there are exceptions here. Crawl works for Star Wars. From Space is good for The Thing. It doesn't always mean bad.
But I think it says a lot about the scripts when they have to say, okay, first we have to establish what planet this movie is on. It is on Earth. And show them Earth. And then, you know, that's trouble. Mine was going to be, as soon as you realize that the villain's scheme is completely overly complicated and nonsensical, which sometimes in some movies you can see pretty early on, like from like a Street Fighter, where early on you're oh no, Raul Julia's plan doesn't make sense to anyone. Even the heroes are confused by Raul Julia's plan. Or Fair Game, where even at the end of the movie, William Baldwin doesn't even know what the plan was. He killed everyone and blew up a boat, but he's still in the dark as to what they were trying to accomplish.
And everybody's favorite Terminal Velocity. What was going on there?
It's still not clear who was going to, you know, there were still layers of double cross that were yet to happen. That's my clear indication. When the villain's plot makes no sense, that's mine.
I was gonna say the one Cody did with the shot of Earth from space. I guess if I could pick a secondary one out the top of my head, it would be whenever a movie starts with just like an action scene that you just get thrown into, like Alex Cross started like that, a number of ones start out like that, where you're just like thrown into something, you have no idea what's going on, and then like generally everything goes downhill from there.
Right,
that's a good indicator. All right, here's our next one. This is
Did Andy go?
Oh, did Andy?
Yeah, I agree with the crawl.
You concur?
The beginning.
Yes.
You know, graphics tell me the whole story.
Never a good sign.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that goes back to Lady in the Water, by the way, too.
Oh, it's a Shyamalan. It's a common Shyamalan technique in his movies. This next one is a little complicated. This is going to be the best of the bad movies we had to watch for the podcast. Not best in a so bad it's good kind of way, but best in terms of if you had to say, okay, this was the best plotted, directed, acted.
Based
on
its merits.
Based on its own intentional merits. Now. That's why The Happening is not eligible for you, because you actually like The Happening.
This is a hard one.
This is a tricky one, and I struggled as I thought about this one for a while.
I need a list of everything.
This is going to be controversial, I think, but I would say Star Trek V.
I don't think that's that controversial.
Really?
I don't think that's that. I thought...
To me, it's bad, but it's...
It's bad.
It's a Star Trek movie. It's got, you know...
But it has moments of character. It has moments of... Where the plot has troubles, but you can actually see.
Right.
They're aiming high and kind of falling, but you can actually see what they were going for. I have a kind of begrudging respect for Star Trek V. Star Trek V was one of my two picks.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking Star Trek V as well. Excluding Star Trek V and really thinking about it, it's a movie that I would never. It's a movie that I would never want to see. I want to make that clear. But watching it, I could tell that a chunk of its target audience would at least probably find it entertaining. I don't know if it's a stupid choice or not, but I actually thought, because it was the least laughing, like I wasn't laughing night and day.
Okay.
I wasn't laughing. Okay. I wasn't laughing my ass off. It was so bad. I was just bored. I was like, this is a cheesy, cliche, romantic comedy with some action elements.
Yeah.
It's dumb, but if I were in that target audience, would I like this? So that's, and you know what? I mean, technically it's slick. The actors are bringing it. It really isn't abysmal.
I could see that. I mean, grading on an extreme curve that we're doing here, I could see night and day on that kind of curve.
Yeah.
I was going to go, my pick, and I don't think it's a good movie. The movie is craziness. I'm making this choice solely on the performance of Bob Hoskins, but I'm going to say Super Mario Brothers. The movie is a wreck, but somehow Bob Hoskins' performance is so compelling in it that I'm gonna give mine.
That's a pick of mine in a different category, but
yeah, there's something about Bob Hoskins. He's very watchable in that movie, and he's giving it his all. And I don't know, I don't understand what's going on, and it's pure madness. But it has decent special effects. It's probably one of the only movies I think we've done on the show where we didn't make fun of its special effects for being terrible, and it has a good performance from Bob Hoskins. In a total nonsense script, but grading on a curve, I'm going to go with Super Mario Brothers. But Star Trek V was my other pick for aiming high.
Solely based on the fact that I enjoy both the male and female lead in it. Not so much that I like the movie, but because I like the two actors, I'm going to go with the Green Lantern.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He did say in that podcast that it was the best movie we had done, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. I have to disagree.
It's one of the few movies we've done where I wasn't, like, at some point, like, incredibly bored. Like, it wasn't good, but I wasn't really at any point too much looking at, like, oh, how long am I into this movie? How much more do I have to go?
Right.
I didn't really care what happened to anybody, but on
well,
the
luckily,
same set,
neither did Green Lantern.
Ryan Reynolds,
that's
yeah,
true.
No, yeah.
But in the same sense, I wasn't, you know, hating what I saw. Like, it arguably had the best acting cast of any movie we've seen.
Oh, yeah, it had a lot
between
of
Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively.
Well, Peter Skarsgård.
Peter Skarsgård.
Tim Robbins.
Angela Bassett. Like, that, yeah, that's like.
Jeffrey
cast
Rush.
Yeah. Like, cast wise, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I mean, the cast definitely wasn't the problem with that movie.
No. Yeah. I can agree with that.
I think I'm going to pick Santa Claus, the movie.
That's not, you know what? That's not
no,
a bad pick.
I'm actually kidding.
Oh, okay. I could have seen that. I mean,
that
actually.
Film has a following.
That's
that
wasn't extreme.
I mean, that's a movie where if I had kids,
that's his,
I would right, show right. them that movie. I mean, yeah. I don't think the movie's particularly.
That was
Super Duper Looper.
That
how
was,
can you,
yeah,
how can
that
you go
is
wrong?
Super Duper Looper. That was his spiteful awesome. Pick because you won't let him pick his actual favorite one.
Yeah.
No, while The Happening, I would probably pick that one.
Oh, really?
Mr. God Complex Order won't let me. And,
wait, God Gun or God Complex?
Complex.
I think we should allow. I think we should allow Andy Dick to make his own.
He's made that
first
before.
Podcast in 5 months.
Yeah, that,
that, well, I was going to say Monster Dog.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Okay.
Does that fall in the criteria of what you're talking about?
No. That's why it's for me. It's in one of my so bad it's good movies.
It doesn't fall the criteria you're talking about.
Yeah,
the criteria you're talking about. I'd probably pick Battleship.
Oh, okay. Okay, I
probably
could see that.
I watched. It was like, I wasn't terribly pissed off by it. It was like, if you took some of the storylines out, I'd be like, all right,
it's competently,
action and
yeah, it's competently put together.
Yeah,
I mean,
special effects are good. I mean, was like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
that'd be the one.
Okay, I could see that. Wow, all right. Brian with probably maybe the most controversial pick of the day goes to Brian.
I like to stir things up. What
that
can
was
I say?
Pretty controversial right there.
The next one I want to go with is favorite line or catchphrase from a movie.
That we've done from
previous
movies.
I've
got a couple.
Because there's a couple. There's a couple that have just come through the show. And in fact,
well, there's one that everybody says. I mean,
well, I was going to drop one. I was going to drop one a moment ago and I saved it. Well, no, that's not from a movie. Oh, my God.
What'd you say?
Oh, my God.
Holy cats.
Swiggity swag.
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
Not favorite line.
Shark or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Andy just remixed a line.
That's right. It's a remix.
Yeah, mashed up a line from something else with the podcast line.
Let me clarify the question here. I probably should have written it this way. Favorite line or catchphrase from a movie, not your daughter's junior high school class. just
okay,
to clarify.
Well, that makes it easier for me.
Yeah, we all say that.
Yeah, we're
swiggity swag.
What's in the bag?
I'm going to go. I'll do mine first.
Swiggity swag. What's in the bag?
I almost dropped this during Brian's favorite movie because I think if the guy was here, it's what he would have said to the news that Brian picked Green Lantern.
Oh,
he would have been like, wow, green! What am my pure favorite moat lines from any movie we've done.
I think my.
I have to hope, by the way, that that was
mine. You can take mine.
Mine is.
Don't take it.
I probably won't take it. Don't. Because mine is one that makes me laugh every time, which is, we made you!
From Maximum Overdrive. Probably,
not so much because of the line, but because of the delivery of it.
Yes.
That's a great delivery.
That is fantastic.
I had a couple
no,
more,
the
too,
fun but... part about that is you emphasize a different word every yeah. time you say it. We made you! We made you! We made you!
We made you! It is a good line.
Yep. Yeah.
What's yours, one that popped right in my head immediately was, you have perfect nipple placement, baby.
That's a great one.
And I've used that
Andy, I was just going to say, Andy uses that line regularly.
That works.
Yeah.
I think I thought I was going to
steal
that.
Did you say you use that at work?
Yeah. No. I said, and it works.
Oh, sorry. I misheard you.
Yeah. No, I want to use it at work, but.
There's
certain things that you can't do at work anymore.
I've heard you say that to Alex before.
Oh yeah, off mic.
When he's wearing tight shirts, and it's a little steamy outside.
Or when I just wear that chainmail shirt that I wear sometimes, it's pretty see through.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah,
so good.
We still got two more.
I thought at first what you were gonna say when you heard my reaction to Green Lantern was, what? No.
Yes. That's my other one, yes.
That's another one of my favorites.
No. I use that all the time.
Yeah.
You've come here to kill me. What? No.
Yeah. That's another one. That was on my top five list. Jam. Oh, that was Mark Wahlberg from The Happening,
yes,
by the way.
In case anybody...
Yeah.
What's in the bag?
Chart or something?
Of course. I mean,
Nick Cage, and amazingly, nobody picked.
There's one more I just want to mention going all the way back to our first movie, which is, don't look in my closet.
Looks like a nasty finger. That's
finger from Amityville 4. That's a nasty looking finger.
In my age, I've seen worse. I also like Double Dragon. You're weak like your father. You're ugly like your mother. I love that.
And there's the one that comes up seemingly every week, which is from Alex Cross. Rocket!
I had one more, too, which was Milkmaid.
Oh, yes!
But did we disqualify 88 Minutes?
No, 88 Minutes is
oh,
the other
one. Oh, okay, I forgot.
Anything that Jack Graham or Edward Malin says.
Cheese and crackers. Yeah, that's nice.
Who's trying to kill me?
Which one was Cheese and Crackers?
It's The Happening.
The Happening.
The soldier's Cheese and Crackers.
That's right.
Or we could put the whole Mark Wahlberg plant monologue on this.
All the big franchises are one into Bisonopolis.
All right, put it
by the food court.
All right, let's go to, before we get to, let's do this one. Favorite episode of our favorite podcast episode. This isn't the movie this is just how the actual episode came through. This is pretty inside baseball, so apologize to all listeners while we completely get meta here and delve into the inner workings of our own podcast. But your favorite episode that we've done for the show.
You're all gonna pick ones I wasn't on, right?
Probably.
I think that's just assumed.
Andy wasn't here.
I didn't know that needed to be said.
Okay. Went without saying.
I listened to them all because I'm the one who uploads them, so I listened to them all. I listened to a bunch of them multiple times. I think I listened to the Jaws 4 a lot, which I just listened to this week. That was a lot of fun. Tim Ferlito was really a lot of fun on that one. And House of the Dead is really good, too. And I think, of course, Wicker Man. And Wicker Man and 80 Minutes, I think, are my two favorite ones.
Yeah, I would.
Those were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are pretty fantastic.
Yeah, Jen? I was going
to... Cody speaks for me. Wicker Man and 88 Minutes, I have the best recollection of having the most laughs. And he's right. The Jaws 4 one was right up there. We had a lot of fun on that. I like the Street Fighter one. I think Farah was a great guest.
Yeah. She was a great sport.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Brought it. And I think those are probably the ones that I like the best.
Yeah, 88 Minutes is in my top two. And I also really liked our Electra one. I thought that one was a lot of
that
fun.
That was. Yeah, that's a resource. That one's funny. Yeah. I was listening back on that one.
Nick knew where it was here for you.
Yeah, Nick knew.
Nick's probably going to be showing up a lot more.
I would have
said, I couldn't believe it. I was actually listening to 88 Minutes again yesterday or this morning, and I forgot that you weren't on it. I can't believe you missed that one because that was
really good. That was a classic one. 88 Minutes is like the godfather of this podcast.
Yeah, no, I keep seeing reference to these jokes. I'm like, I'm out of this joke because I don't know what that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We didn't even bring in a guest for that one. It was just the four of us.
Yeah.
See what we can do with just four?
Yeah, why is that?
I'm the fifth Beatle.
Yeah. Hey, why does the back of your chair say Pete Best? Yeah. Mine would be Jaws 4, which I just think is so funny, and it's kind of a sleeper, the Alex Cross episode. I've listened to the Alex Cross episode a few times, and it makes me laugh all the way through.
Alex Cross.
The movie is ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're coming out with a sequel in it, too, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be awesome.
Lady in the Water is a lot of fun, too. That one's really fun.
That one is good, too.
I remember laughing the most and having a good time with was... can't remember the name of it.
Great story. I just
what was
right
it?
Up
Christmas
top.
One. Black Christmas.
Black Christmas.
That's
okay.
What I remember like having a good time with and just
I love how you went into that sentence not knowing the name of the movie.
I couldn't remember the whole time I'm trying to think of the movie. I can't remember.
Name the podcast you want the most. My favorite one was I can't remember the name of it.
I want to say Sally Knight.
And he just like charged into battle without any weapons.
He started that sentence without knowing the end of it.
Black Christmas. Yeah,
that was
one
of
the
good
time with that. I think that was
Black Christmas surprised me because the movie I didn't think was going to be that bad, but then as we were recording it, I was like, oh, this is funnier than I remember it being.
Yeah, that was.
Happens a lot, actually.
The freaking guy with the eyeball through the tile.
There's a lot of eyeballs in that movie, I'm just saying.
All right, our next one is favorite unintentional comedy moment from a movie.
Okay.
This one is easy for me.
I had a lot in this one.
I have a couple in this one. I mean, when something that happens in a movie that is over the top hilarious that they were not
is that a little bit of a subtle?
To be. Oh, I didn't even think of it. Oh, that's right. Top? That's right. Which is full of those.
Absolutely.
Who wants to go first? Or I have one if we want to. Some people may have
more
than
there's a lot of them. I have a lot of them.
The one I want to bring up, because it might be the hardest I've ever laughed watching one of our movies, is Al Pacino in 88 Minutes peering over a railing at his class while his whole class is peering back at him. It is just so ridiculous. And you can't. I challenge anyone to look at that and not laugh while watching it.
I had a couple from that movie, actually one from that same scene, which is where he asks the class if anyone has the phone number of the girl he knows is dead, because he wants people to call the number, because he thinks someone's going to be like tripped up and admit they killed her in the middle of the class. Yeah. Everyone looks at him later like, wait, you knew she was dead, why'd you
ask for her phone number? Call him out on it. Yeah.
The other one I laughed from that movie was the phoner pick on CNN or MSNBC or whatever, where he looks like he's in the middle of sneezing.
Surveillance camera photo pick.
There's just a couple other ones I had. The Tom Wilkinson fist pump, I just laughed really hard.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And Lone Ranger. Yeah. Nick Cage punching women was always funny. And and from the last one I had was from I Know Who Killed Me when the teacher says, so-and-so is dead. Don't ask me any questions. That was pretty funny.
I can't say anymore.
Those are all good ones.
The one that...
I'm going to say my all-time favorite unintentional comedy. I'm not even sure if it was unintentional. Is when James Spader is totally hitting on Angela Bassett and they get into that swanky conversation about a pear and a bottle, and then all of a sudden they're floating in CGI zero-G sex.
That's right.
With the swanky music playing. That just made me laugh my ass off. I rewound it and watched it again. I could barely believe what I was seeing. Another Angela Bassett scene was when Ryan Reynolds flushed her down the hallway with the giant toilet flush and Green Lantern.
That was pretty great.
Another reason Green Lantern was an awesome movie.
I guess so. I would say I loved the chainsaw sequence from Amityville 4.
Yes.
Where the kid is fighting the maid with the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, that was
And the look on his face. That was just precious. Also from Amityville 4, the priest ran off the porch like he had to take a crap.
I gotta go.
And then he turned and ran. And I think that's, I mean, those are the ones, I mean, that's so many we could go on forever, but I think those are the ones I'm going to mention.
No, the thing that made the chainsaw one so funny was when the family was yelling at the kid to stop it when the chainsaw was like floating, like they really thought he was controlling this floating chainsaw and trying to kill people. Like, stop it, Billy, stop it!
Stop screwing around.
And I'm going to throw one more in. This is, it's a small moment in a movie full of ridiculousness, but I kept coming back to it. In Monster Dog, when a girl like falls off like a second floor like
falls
balcony,
through the window.
Falls through a window and is lying on the floor, and the first aid she receives is a girl being like, blow your nose, blow your nose. Blow your nose.
That's classic.
Of all the medical things that may be going
doing
on
CPR
with
mouth to mouth, blow your nose.
Yeah.
I think Jason Voorhees with that bow and arrow was good too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
One more too was when in Street Fighter, when Jean-Claude Van Damme is laying in the morgue for hours, like a day and a half, just pretending to be dead. When
I reference that with people all the time. Jean-Claude Van Damme doing character work in a morgue while an invasion's going on.
Everyone in the morgue knows he's not dead, but he's still just laying in the morgue.
And there's no one else even in the morgue. He's not impressing anyone.
The two that jumped out to me, one was from Abduction. This gets me every time. When they're in the shootout in the diner and Alfred Molina's character, the FBI, is like holed up in there with his female partner, and the bad guys are like starting to storm the diner, and Alfred Molina gives that like look and head nod to his partner in this extreme close up, and then they cut to her and she nods, and the next scene is they show them both playing possum. And then the bad guys come in, and then they both come alive and start shooting them. But they have this big intense thing, like you're expecting this big, like awesome badass plan after they nod at each other, like something they practiced numerous times. And the big thing is to just pretend like they're dead.
Right from the FBI training manual.
That's what they teach them.
That's hilarious.
The possum move. That freaking breaks me up every time. And the second one was the scene in The Happening when they're running away in the field and they just show that shot of the trees blowing like it's supposed to be the most menacing thing. It's like a Walt Disney World like nature shot of trees blowing in the wind, and it's like the ultimate evil.
The wind is coming!
That's one of my favorite lines from the podcast too, is Brian in that episode where he's describing that, where he goes, he's like, everyone's running like, we gotta get out of here, go! Cut, open field. Just like, same thing, just an open
field.
Well, those
are the best moments when like they raise the stakes, and you think like the same thing in the abduction scene, like they raise the stakes and they make you think like something crazy is gonna happen, and like they cut to wind, or they cut to two guys playing dead.
And the one for me, it's from one of our first episodes, but Abduction, when Taylor Lautner is trying to pull off his big scheme with the bad guy, and his whole scheme to pull a gun on the bad guy is disrupted because the Pirates hit
up,
a home
right?
run, and he stands, and he, yeah, the Pirates hit a home run.
I mean, that's a big deal.
You have to stand up for it. You can't, regardless of the fact that you've got a gun taped under your seat and a madman sitting next to you.
I wish when they shot that scene, they did like a farther away shot so you could actually see the bad guys, like, because they don't show him taking the gun, to see his reaction be like, oh, there's a gun taped under that scene. I guess I'll just take it
now.
While he's watching Andrew McCutcheon round the bases.
I just remember too from that movie, the there's a bomb in the oven scene.
Oh, yes.
And then they
that
go.
Was random.
Then they cut to them checking the oven, and there's a bomb.
There is indeed a bomb in the oven.
I think that was freaking.
What's it saying? A bomb in the oven is worth two in the bush.
What about when Henry Cavill is running down the street screaming at that guy?
That's a fantastic one. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Henry Cavill going into the American embassy.
Yeah.
For no reason, he
body
tackles the security guard. That's a great one.
When he
too.
Does the double back. Yeah, just a secret.
That's another moment I had to watch like five times to even understand
what Matthew
happened.
Fox is swimming through the sewer pipe.
Oh, like Augustus Gloop style. Yeah, and Alex Cross.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good God.
What about Andy?
I can't add to that. You guys, you hit them all. Anything in The Wicker Man with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
There's a punch in Who Burned a Baby.
Oh,
who
burned yeah.
What's in the bed? I mean,
yeah.
All that stuff. There's nothing to add to that.
Yeah.
I feel like we're forgetting so many too.
There's at least six per movie we've done.
Yeah,
I think that's a conservative estimate. So, I mean, anything you could think of.
I would agree. So here's our last scheduled question. I'm going to read it. This is the this is the best so bad it's good movie that you've seen for the podcast. The best. Now, we eliminated two movies just because I think that they're in their own tier, which are Wicker Man and 88 Minutes. And we're not eliminating them because they're not amazing. They're too... So they're so bad, they're amazing, and they're in their own level.
They are.
Yeah, they're like the Michael Jordan and Larry Bird of bad movies. So we took those out. So we don't just all give the same... Only reasons we don't give the same answer.
Casablanca and Citizen Kane.
That's right. So, you know, your pick for, if with those accepted, the best so bad it's good movie, the best bad movie that made you laugh or entertained you for whatever reason, the most. And who wants
to... It's close for me between Abduction and Drive Angry. I think Abduction was awesome because, like, the action never stopped. Once again, action in quotation marks.
Yeah.
It had Sigourney Weaver, who is like an underrated member of the honorary member of the podcast. She's fantastic in everything she does. Yes. And I still cannot get past the fact that the movie is named Abduction, yet no one gets abducted. Yeah. That to me is the best part of anything. Yeah. And Drive Angry, I mean, what more needs to be said? I mean, you have a guy that says, I never disrobed before a gunfight.
I was actually going to pick that one too. Actually, you know, I hated it. But I did buy the Blu-ray. And I did watch it again, have a new perspective on it.
After you paid $18 for it?
No, it was $4 at Target. Yeah. And
well, that's
and
okay.
And just watching it again and knowing what it is, I had a better time with it. I know we had an argument about Nicolas Cage, but I love his dry acting in it. And well,
I think you're gonna like the rest of his career. He seems to be sticking with that
dry acting. It was perfect for that character, and that one I just found to be the best bad movie.
Okay.
Because it is bad.
That's so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
It's so bad, but it is good.
It is good. Okay.
I have to say Monster Dog, just because of Alice Cooper.
Yeah, but it's not a bad movie.
It's a pretty bad movie.
Monster Dog is phenomenal.
I would have picked that.
It's pretty terrible.
No, it's not bad.
But it's so bad, it's good. Well,
that'd be my shot. That'd be...
In a good way.
Yeah.
It's
bad. A giant rubber mask. Not even a good rubber mask. A rubber mask like you would see is the bad guy, you know?
I just remember because one of my choices for this was Over the Top. And I want to add quickly...
Oh my gosh, how do we...
I want to add quickly to the best unintentional comedy. When the kid drives up to the airport with the car and he just like throws the keys to the guy. And the guy's like, hey, you can't leave that here. And it's the kid's like 10-year-old driving his car up to...
Oh, I'm sorry, that just made me think, how did we not bring up the Robert Loggia scene?
I know.
Robert
Loggia. There's a moment towards the end of Over the Top when Robert Loggia is looking around, and Brian and I were convinced as we were watching it that it's like just a shot that they got like with genuine Robert Loggia being like, what am I doing here?
How did my career get to this point?
Yeah. Things have gone terribly wrong.
I've made a huge mistake.
Another moment.
I've never seen Alex's Blue's Frozen Banana Stand shirt that he's wearing now.
That's right.
Another one of mine was, just because it's so dumb, is Maximum Overdrive. But I think Super Mario Brothers would be my choice for the best bad movie, because it was just kind of crazy and goofy, and I did enjoy it.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Jack, you want to go, or me to go?
This is a hard one. I'm concentrating on
Jack,
this.
You look
all right, I'm going to let
Jack looks like he just, like, lost a dear friend.
I did. No, I'm thinking in my mind, you know, all the elements that make a movie bad and good simultaneously... and of course they're excluded, so but I'm going to mention anyway. 88 Minutes and Wicker Man are the perfect examples of this.
That's why they're excluded.
Because I watched it when it was new, and I liked it when I was in the age group. Street Fighter, I always had a love for, just because. Yeah, it's Street Fighter. It's Van Damme. It's my favorite video game. Oh my god, it's great. I watch it now and it's crap, but I still enjoy it. Monster Dog is phenomenal. I'm not even going to use that as my choice because it's actually a good movie.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I love the movie and I can't say
I love it.
Three
I'm
people
sorry.
Saying it's good, good and two movie. Saying it's not. So.
I do. No.
Who else said it was good?
No, it is so bad.
No, I said it's so bad it's good.
It's not a good movie.
It's
so bad it's good.
It's so bad it's good.
Over the top, but I think my favorite so bad it's good movie for this podcast, my answer is going to be Terminal Velocity.
Whoa,
my God.
Okay.
Because
wow.
It's just
that is out of left field.
If If I can't choose.
That really came out of the air. Yeah.
If I can't choose Wicker Man in 88 minutes, my answer is Terminal Velocity. Because the only reason why I like Street Fighter is because I watched it when I was a kid. And Monster Dog, I just think, is awesome. So, to be fair, my answer is going to be Terminal Velocity. Because it's so ridiculous. I love the everything. It's just so ridiculous. The stunt work is just way... is too big for that movie. The villain's plan is completely... ridiculously confusing. The Ditch Brody character, Charlie Sheen, is just this jackass who's just all of a sudden an action hero for some strange reason. The bad guy, Christopher McDonald.
Yep.
Right? He's always screaming, "Ah, Ditch Brody!"
Hollering like Chris McDonald.
The late, great James Gandolfini, come on.
Yeah.
That Pinkwater, that's a great bad guy, isn't it?
That's a
I think it's a memorable bad guy, is Pinkwater. Yeah. His name is Pinkwater, for God's sake.
I can't believe no one picked Glitter.
Well, I still have to go, and I have I'm gonna give my top three. My third, number three was for me was Glitter.
Really? Which
I could not get through Glitter.
It's crazy.
It was a bad one.
I just was fascinated by it. I watched it like you would watch a nature documentary, just unsure of what kind of a glimpse you were getting into some kind of world that you weren't familiar with. My second choice was Abduction. It's from really early on. Abduction made me laugh all the way through. I think it's a movie made for this podcast. It's ridiculous. It takes itself way too seriously. It's terrible. It is every element we go for. Confusing bad guy plot. Double crosses that make no sense. Terrible acting. A
Sigourney
ridiculous
Weaver.
Script. Sigourney Weaver.
Yep, sleeping her way through another role.
The balloon. Yeah. Pardon me.
Sigourney Weaver and Nicolas Cage need to be in a movie together.
They really should be in a movie. That would
be awesome.
Directed by M. Night.
It could be called...
Oh.
It could be
we
called
already
I
did
Hate
direct,
Balloons.
Direct Sigourney Weaver, so...
Yeah, in The Village.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. But my number one pick is the movie that I still am obsessed with as the first time I saw it. The one and only Hollywood film ever made about professional arm wrestling, Over the Top.
There you go.
I can laugh all the way through it. I can't. It's a movie that should have been a comedy that's made as a serious movie. I love that movie so much. And
I just want to give an honorable mention to Amityville 4.
Oh yeah,
that was the first movie that I thought of when we started doing the podcast.
Yeah,
and
it's
it was just
willing,
so
worthy,
bizarre
worthy.
And dumb and
I
crazy.
Actually look back on that one and I'm like, that movie was filled with hilarious moments.
There's a fondness there. Yeah,
yeah, that was a good pick for this.
I got one. Are we done? Are we out of topics?
No, we bring it on.
Are you creating a topic?
Yeah.
Favorite character from a bad movie that we've done for this podcast.
I think mine has to be the big armed guy from Lady in the Water. Yeah, I can't remember what the character's name is now, but the Leguizamo ripoff.
Leguizamo character.
Yeah, the poor man's Leguizamo.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah, the poor man's Leguizamo.
Boy, that's really bad.
By the way, Leguizamo is like a poor man somebody else.
John Leguizamo's a poor man of himself from like 10 years ago.
Yeah, that makes it sound like Leguizamo's even still like a big star.
I know.
I'm going to go with mine, which, it's tricky, but I want to go with Tyler Perry as Alex Cross. Because it's the most ridiculous casting. He doesn't look like a police officer or a psychiatrist, really, and he's playing both. He's the most ill-suited actor I've ever seen to be in an action scene, and yet it's a movie filmed with action scenes.
Yeah. I like from that movie, too, John C. McGinley as his... the chief there.
Because
he's just way over the top and he's angry about everything. And
as a chief who's essentially in a separate storyline that just happens to be moving parallel to the main storyline.
And he's like, you take care of this, I gotta go to breakfast.
I've got a mayoral election to handle. A mayoral election no one will ever know the results of in this movie.
I can't remember his name now, but the guy who wore leather in 88 Minutes.
Oh, yeah. Guy Lafarge.
Guy Lafarge.
Yeah. Guy Lafarge.
Never has a guy played such like a critical role in a movie without like really in the grand scheme of things mattering at all.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot, but I can't think of too much. I'm just stuck with Nicolas Cage and Wicker Man because there's just so many.
It's not a bad choice.
It's
there's
a classic
so many great moments there.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's so many choices. Like there are choices made with involving his character. We are like, what a weird, like like a conscious choice to make there. It wasn't even like the part is written that way. Like these are actual acting choices. He interpreted the character that way. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say Kurt Fuller in No Holds Barred. Jackass!
Oh,
the bad guy from No Holds Barred.
Yes.
Calls
Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan. I can't believe I blanked on his name. He calls Hulk Hogan a jockass all the time. I just think he's ridiculous. He's over the top. His eyes are bugging out. He's screaming. At the end of the movie, he gets electrocuted to death. It's like, this is a ridiculous character in a ridiculous movie, and it just works.
We should add that, by the way, to the best unintentional comedy moments when Hulk Hogan explodes out of the roof of a limousine in No Holds Barred. I don't know how he exploded out of the roof and went like 8 feet in the air.
The sounds in the face he's making.
Yeah. The standard issue springboard that's inside
every... Dookie!
Yeah. So is that any other time?
I just want to say, too, we stopped doing this segment a long time ago. I think we should bring back in the next 50, which is the user reviews. I can't remember what you used to call them. Those are freaking hilarious. I was listening to some of the old episodes, and they're hilarious.
We should bring some of those back. Those were funny. We went through a stretch where I couldn't find some really funny ones, but we should bring that back.
Yeah, those are hilarious.
The IMDb reviews were pretty good.
Here's one. Here's one that just dawned on me. And I think I may have asked Cody this the other day. Who do you think would win in a fight? Nicolas Cage is Edward Malus from Wicker Man. Or Al Pacino is FBI agent Jack Graham from 88 Minutes.
Well, Jack Graham is about 3 feet shorter than...
Well, I'm going to base my opinion solely on the scene where Jack Graham in 88 Minutes first of all, gets himself in the way of a fire truck, then decides to get himself out of the way of a fire truck by rolling on the ground like it's a fifth grade fire drill. And based on the physicality we saw in that scene, I got to go with Nick Cage and Wicker Man.
But on that same token, though, Nick Cage walked into a field of bees when he knew he was allergic to bees.
Yes,
so.
He did.
That's a good point. That's
I think they're
point.
Evenly...
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer. I'm just curious. I just wanted to...
Well, Nick Cage punched out a lot of women.
He did punch a lot of women.
He did punch women.
He has that going for him.
Yeah.
And Jack Graham had sex with a lot of female students.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, just,
so one's a lover and the other's a fighter.
Do we want to do favorite sex scene or no best sex scene?
You know what? Let's do it as an isolated character. Let's just do your thoughts.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Just why yours,
you
Andy.
Brought it up. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get your thoughts on that, Andy.
Can we all do
13th?
Why are you 13?
Because it's such a good scene.
Wait, why did you do it as a slow clap? You did that.
You did my perverted clap.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you can't hear this.
Yeah, you really.
Can we also do creepiest Andy moment of the podcast?
Yeah.
The refrigerator.
Yeah.
There's a couple in So Undercover. Oh, no, So Undercover was Jack getting creepy. That's right.
Yeah, Jack, because Andy was there.
It started with Andy, and then Jack out-creeped Andy.
Yeah, he took it over. Yeah, he took it to the next level.
So Undercover, yes. Why didn't we mention this movie? No.
Let me put it this way. Is there a movie, we'll do this as our last category, a movie we have not done yet for the show that you were either looking forward doing or dreading
us
doing?
You know
the
answer to that one.
I don't know. I'm afraid of your
answer.
It's
the one we're both waiting for.
What movie is
that? We talk about it all the time. An M. Night Shyamalan film.
After Earth.
Oh, The Village? Yeah. Oh, After
Village.
Earth.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, Village.
The Village.
Oh, Village.
I think The Village would be a good one.
Yeah. Village would be a good one. That we're going to have to do. I'm like, I was so afraid of what you were going to say right there. But yeah, The Village. Village would be a good one.
There are two movies that popped in my head when you first told us about the podcast. One was Amityville 4, which was the first one. And the other one, I'm hoping we do this October, which is Spookies.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a really bad, really dumb horror movie. But it's so bad that it's kind of good. Because they took two movies and smashed them together, and it just the way it works is insane. And that one I'm looking forward to hopefully doing.
We gotta do that one, yeah. Jack or Brian, one you're either dreading or looking forward to.
I don't know if you guys have heard of this movie. It's from like the early '90s, but I watched it one time when I was a kid, and then I saw it again on a movie channel recently, and it confirmed that we should do it. It's called Shocker.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I think the guy from the bald guy from the X-Files is the bad guy. But he plays...
Mitch Budgie?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But he plays a murderer that gets put to death by electrocution. But then he, like, his spirit lives on, and he starts, like, inhabiting people's bodies, trying to kill, like, the cop that put him away or
that's
something like that.
That's, like, right when Wes Craven started selling out. Yeah.
That's
I might have that one on TV
one.
Somewhere.
I think you might.
Yeah,
I think
that's
I
a good
do.
One. Yeah.
Jack, I haven't seen it, but I have it.
I would love to do Dolph Lundgren's Punisher.
Oh.
That sounds kind of random, but that one's a great so bad it's good, in my opinion. There are some people that hate it completely, and I just laugh my ass off whenever I watch it. I do own a copy, hint, hint.
Oh, wow.
I think I would really love to do After Earth. I know we mentioned it. We were going to try to do a theatrical, but it wasn't in theaters long enough for us to get it. And I'm going to say right now, three people in this room went to a special screening of a sci-fi film on Friday night. Yes. And Cody and I went, unbeknownst to us, Brian Mueller was in the theater with us. And we watched Sharknado on the big screen. There's been a lot of buzz about this movie.
That was awesome.
I was a little worried about the hype. And, of course, the argument, is it made to be bad? Is it really as horrible as people say? Trust me, seeing it in a theater with an audience, we're laughing, groaning, cheering, clapping. It was an experience.
Crying.
I really think. Crying.
Jack cried a lot.
I really think this movie dreams
big. Yeah, bring some Kleenex.
This movie dreams big, doesn't care about its immensely low budget. It's got Ian Ziering in it. What else could you ask for?
Yeah.
Can I get a
I honestly want to just like hijack the rest of this 50th episode and do a podcast right now about Sharknado because it is so spectacularly bad.
Yeah, the end scene is just freaking when he jumps in the shark's mouth. It's so amazing and so just dumb.
Yeah, we really need to do Sharknado.
All right, we're going
to
commit to it. Sharknado will be an episode.
Yeah.
Sharknado will be an episode. And the two I want to mention, the one I'm looking forward to is John Carpenter's They Live.
Oh, we need that.
I can't do it. I like it too.
We all like it.
And I like They Live, but there's a lot to talk
there's
about
a lot,
in
there
They
is.
Live. Like, I...
Yeah.
Put
I
on
mean,
the
it does have any House of the Dead-like like, action scene in it.
Yes.
It's like Halloween 3. I like it, but there's a lot of stuff you could really talk about.
No,
in Halloween
it is not
3.
Like Halloween 3.
No, it's a lot better than Halloween 3.
Halloween 3, also another movie that will be coming up on this podcast.
Yeah, but it's a good movie, but there's a lot of stuff you can talk about.
It's a movie. I'll go with you to that point. And there's a movie I'm dreading us doing that we are gonna have to do because it is probably going to be a podcast that's going to come with like a series of warnings and, I don't know, like labels should be on it, which is Lindsay Lohan's The Canyons. Will be coming out on video pretty soon.
God.
Which one is that?
Her Canyons?
She plays a porn star.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Just the story behind the production alone is worth watching.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have an episode on The Canyons, and I think we may need like a 20-second delay on the Andy Wolf mic for that one.
Yeah.
So that's what's coming up. That's what's
well, we have
up.
A nomination for a creepiest Andy Wolf movie.
Yeah,
on the 50th anniversary.
For people who liked So Undercover, that will be your episode. That will be the one.
And I Know Who Killed Me.
And I Know Who Killed Me.
Ooh, yeah. I forgot about that one when we were talking about Best So Bad It's Good. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kidding.
That was just.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
So yeah, I think it brings it 50th anniversary or 50th anniversary. Wow, phew, the years have flown by, folks. Who thought?
Maybe
who
monthly,
knew?
Maybe a month.
Seems like we just started this a few years ago, but I guess
it's been 50 years.
We only got 50 episodes.
Yeah,
50 years.
One episode
we
per
can
year.
Be every year and do one movie.
Boy, I don't know how we reviewed some of these movies since it was going to be 48 years before they came out, but great job, everyone.
They'll be playing us on Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah.
Alex is 115 and he's 140.
That's how long the production goes into it. But we're looking forward to the next 50. Have something special planned for the 100th episode. And in the meantime, as we always do, you can like us on Facebook, Stop the Movie I Want to Get Out, our fantastic Facebook page. We have our own website, stopthemoviepodcast.podbean.com.
Be sure to check out The Mental List on
the Mental. Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that. The best off camera moment ever is
Dolph Lundgren was in this.
Oh yeah, when well, you watched
my
it.
My God, what?
Yeah,
he played Jesus. We'll get to that in the next episode.
Was that really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our best off camera, maybe we should clear this up on the 50th episode because we never really.
Yeah, we never got
this.
It started on an episode, but we never got to the punchline.
So there was a lot of confusion on Supernova when Andy Wolf wanted to start the Robin Tunney fan club, but seemed very confused by the TV show she was on, and had a lot of questions for us off mic about a TV show. We told him she was on a TV show called The Mentalist,
A very
well-known show on CBS for years. It was a reality show about people with mental issues.
Wait, explain.
Because they have these shows.
Now, wait. Now, explain to us. We were telling you that she was on a show called The Mentalist.
I'm so sorry.
You didn't say The Mentalist. You said The Mental List. You didn't say The Mentalist.
We have it on. It's on the episode if you want to listen to it.
Okay, so we
you
did.
Said I, The Mental
it's
List.
It's the same word.
No. There's two words. You said The Mental List, not The Mentalist.
I don't, okay.
It's like someone saying, come back and come back. It's
the same thing.
That doesn't make any sense. Come back is two words. Either way you say it. You're saying the mentalist is one word because it's the mentalist. I'm the mentalist. The mental list is a list
but
of mental
people.
Yeah,
but there's no such thing as a mental list. Yeah.
The best part, though, is that you said...
A comeback is one word if it's a comeback in, like, a sports game.
That was the best... Right,
yeah, go ahead.
Before we went on mic for the next episode, we were continuing to talk about this Robin Tunney's career, which is what we spend most of our time talking about when we're not on mic. And Andy comes up with a zinger of, like... Oh, you guys are talking about The Mentalist? I thought you were talking about The Mentalist.
The Mental List.
Oh, I know The Mentalist.
I know The Mentalist.
Here's the logic. Just think of the logic that went through this. You thought we were talking about a show that doesn't exist.
Right.
There's
some show about celebrities who have mental problems and they're...
I believe that show is called Celebrity Rehab.
Right. Okay, I thought it was called The Mentalist.
Why would you confuse a show...
It was called The Mentalist.
Why would you confuse a show that actually exists
as
one of the top sitcoms in the past 10 years on television? Not sitcoms, but shows.
Sitcom.
All right, that's the least thing we need to harp on right now. One of the top shows in the past 10 years on network television with a show that does not exist.
Well, it does in his own mind.
Well, I didn't even know about The Mentalist show until I saw it that week.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
It's in syndication now, so you can.
It's been on for a long time.
Do you mean Celebrity Rehab or do you mean the Mentalist?
The CBS Mentalist show. I just saw a commercial for it like that week, so that's why I was like, oh, I know The Mentalist. I thought you were talking about The Mentalist.
Yes, we
not
know
the
that.
Mentalist.
Yeah, so, but this show doesn't exist.
This is where I'd like to point out that you work for a CBS affiliate, too.
Yes, there is a poster of The Mentalist that you walk by multiple times per day in your place of employment.
We walk past a 3-foot-tall Simon Baker head at our work all the time.
Oh, Simon Baker's on it. Oh, that show. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no. He's in Layla the Dead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? What part does he play? Oh, that's right. He's the Mentalist.
He's the Mentalist. I do. I remember now.
They call him the Mentalist because he keeps a mental list.
That started like 4 years ago, didn't it?
I think they're in like season 5 or 6.
Yeah.
It's
like
4 years
ago. How long that for?
It's at least season 6.
Yeah, it's a pretty well-known show.
Yeah, I know it now.
Oh, yeah. It all makes sense. Yeah. Hard to imagine there was ever any confusion for anyone here. Ay.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully by episode 100, The Mentalist is still on the air.
And I bet The Mentalist will be on, too.
Will it be a spinoff?
No.
Celebrity Rehab will change its name.
Right.
Just to avoid any confusion, they're going to create a show called The Mentalist.
Right. For anyone who's thinking that should be a program. Okay. Well, that
We're
brings
done
things
here.
To a smooth conclusion. As always, on Twitter, Andy Wolf is Randy Andy Wolf on Twitter.
It's Randy Like the Wolf.
Yeah, Randy Like the Wolf.
Yes, me.
It's a semi-authorized parody account.
Has anybody tweets on that? Or
I haven't checked it in a while. I got to check it again.
I haven't, yeah. We'll have to see where that's at.
He's asking his own Twitter if there's any tweets on it.
Yeah.
Has anyone been tweeting for me?
Yeah.
Any Randy thoughts going on there lately?
Jack Estabrook is...
At Jack Estabrook on Twitter, yes.
And Cody.
At Cody A. Wolf.
And at Wind Up Films for all news and notes that has stopped the movie I want to get out related.
Now, is that Wind Up Films or Wind Up Films?
Well, you know, it's
Wind Up Films.
Wind Up, okay.
There's been a lot of confusion about that. There is. There's also a lot of people who thought it was Wind
Up.
Wind Up.
Some people think it's Wind Up.
Wind Up Films?
Yeah.
Wind Up Films?
Wind Up
That's
Films.
Right.
Wind Up.
It's
That's
Wind
right.
Up Films.
Yeah. Okay.
And part of the reason we have to do Randy Andy Wolf as a semi-authorized parody account is Andy was very upset that we couldn't put spaces in Twitter handles. He thought that really added to the confusion of things.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, that's, if you think about it, that's where the whole mentalist debate comes
it's
from.
It all comes down spacing. To one space.
Yeah.
Now, is
yeah.
it Randy with the I or with the Y?
No, with the Y.
Why would it be with an I?
Why would it be with an I?
How many Randy is it with an I?
No.
No.
If you're it's Randy, Randi.
Yeah.
Randi and I.
Feeling Randy, yeah.
I think
it's an I.
About James
that even, yeah, that wouldn't, even that wouldn't even rhyme. Randi, Andy, Wolf.
It's Randy with an I, like you're Randy. Like, I'm Randy.
Yeah, that's with a Y.
I'm looking that up.
No, no, okay. No. We're
it's,
right.
Yeah.
What other meaning of Randy is there that they have to distinguish?
Well, it's not the Randy like the name Randy. So to separate from the name Randy and your Randy's with an I.
So you thought that we were saying to people that your name was Randy, just Randy with the name Andy Wolf. To confuse people as to what your name
well,
was.
Well, if you put the Y, it's confusing. I put the I, so people know it's you're Randy, like, you know.
That's not how you
spell it. And by the way, neither one is spelled with an I.
There is. Right, yeah. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, go to internet.com.
We'll clear this up in the next episode.
Yeah. We should have called it Stanley Andy.
Wait. Now, when you say Stan Lee Andy Wolf, do you mean Stan Lee, the comic creator?
Stan Lee Andy.
Or do you mean the name Stanley?
Oh, yeah. God.
All right, well.
We need to put a disclaimer on this podcast to make sure to listen to the last part.
I don't think they're probably not making it this far anyway. Yeah. So
if you made it this far, you deserve an award.
It's like the post-credit scene.
This is the Lone Ranger of post-credit scenes.
No, this is like finding the Thor's hammer.
I see. I put Randy with an I get a bunch of names.
Yeah. Those are names.
Well, you like said a, you guys would say nobody like uses the I.
Like
there's
James,
no Randy with
like
an
James
I.
Randy the magician.
There you go. Randy
you were Rowe, saying Randy. That Randy, like, as in like the word Randy, not the name,
yeah,
is with an I.
Yeah, proved our point.
No, whatever. Wrap the show up.
All right, yeah, and on that whatever, we'll wrap it up. We'll see you back here next week with another episode. Bye.